for erusin, for engagement. In other words, what we do today is we have erusin nisuin at the same time. What Chazal call engagement, erusin is not what we do. Our engagement is not really anything. It's just a commitment to get married and have erusin and nisuin.
In the next 5 minutes.
Right, that's right. But they did an erusin earlier, and if the people wouldn't get married, they'd need to be divorced from erusin. It's a real commitment to erusin that they did with.
It's really the kedushin almost.
Yeah, it's really the kedushin. That's correct. So the question though is, let's say the husband dies or he gives a divorce from the erusin, does she get a ksuva? And so we mentioned that Gemara mentioned that it was a rabbinic enactment that there is a ksuva. And yet, everybody agrees that they didn't write the ksuva except at the wedding, at the nisuin. So you see that you don't have to have the ksuva to collect the ksuva. That's the proof the Gemara wants to bring. We said the idea that something that's a maisa beisdin, that's an obligation that beisdin put on people, that's a very strong obligation, you don't have to have the papers to collect it. And in fact, we put the burden of proof the other way. The husband has to keep his receipt. He has to prove if he paid the ksuva. We don't let him just say, oh, I paid it. I'll swear I paid it. No, because it's a maisa beisdin. But the proof that the Gemara brought was from the erusin, that there is no document, and still, you can still collect this chov without the document. So we're in the middle of that. Let's start again. From 4-7 lines up on 17b.
One little question. The ksuva is a maisa beisdin. Is there a reference, a real solid reference in the Torah to the ksuva?
Yeah, there is a pindik ksuva's midaraisa. There's a discussion about that,
okay.
Yeah. But for now, we'll call it a maisa beisdin. So, omerle markshisha bereidur of chistei l'ravashiv almanim in erisind isle ksuva manole. We're like 7 lines up on 17b. So on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So Mark Shisha, the son of Rav Chista, said to Rav Ashi, at a widow from engagement, how do you know that she gets paid ksuva? Ilema, maybe it's from the following place. So it says over there that if a person is widowed or divorced, whether it's only from the partial marriage of erusin, of engagement, or even from the full marriage. So clearly you see from there that there's a collection even from partial marriage. That's the proof from there. So the Gemara says it's not such a good proof. Everybody agrees that a person can be a sport and give a ksuva where it's not required. Maybe that case is where he was the sport and went beyond what he was required and wrote the ksuva for erusin, but he wasn't required. So then the Gemara said, well, if that's the case, my lemeimar, isn't it obvious that he would have to pay it if he took on himself to pay a ksuva? So Gemara said, no, there's one opinion that even if he writes a ksuva, he doesn't pay it if they don't actually go through the marriage. That's Rebbe Elazar ben Azari's opinion. Omer shelo kosovla. I mean, you have to understand the case is that they got engaged, he gives her a ring, he gives her all the gifts, and then she doesn't show up at the wedding. So, does he got to pay? Why should he have to pay? She didn't show up. So Rav Elazar ben Azariah says that all those things he promises is just on expectations that they'll have a wedding. Therefore, you need to tell you that you got to pay, even if that doesn't happen, according to this view. They could not make it tani. Now, and if that's true, though, that he wrote it for her, how do you see that in the words? Because it says she collects it all. So what does it mean, all? If you say he wrote her something special that he wasn't required to, that's what it means. She collects it all. But if you want to say that he didn't write anything special for her, and they're just relying on the achman of Chazal, what does it mean they collect it all? There's no all, it's just the minimum amount. If it's a widow, you get 100, and if it's a woman who's married before, if never married, you get 200, who'd isle. So it's not a proof, it bit the dust. So we're back to the drawing board. We tried to bring a proof that there is the ksuva even from engagement. And since that might have been a voluntary ksuva, we don't have a proof. So we're looking for a proof that there is a ksuva just from Erison. So where is the source? Ella, so now we're going to try a new place to look for it.
What did Rabbi El's Rebbe Nazario hold it? He wrote it to her because he wants her like that she shows up. And if she doesn't show up, does Rabbi El...
No, he has no...
Does he hold the Esther Perry space?
No, he's asking... Yeah. No marriage, no... she doesn't show up at the chasana, she's not going to get all those things he promised. Okay. He, I don't know, does he get his ring back or, you know... But that's what it sounds like. So, but we're looking for where do we see that just from Erison alone that a husband's obligated. So, Ella admitted Tani Rav Kiya Bar Rabbi, Ishto Arusa. What happens if they only had engagement and then the husband died? So, how related are they? We know marriage creates relationship. Marriage creates you're related to your wife. So, a person, when they lose their chas v'sholom, if a person loses their wife, they have to mourn for them. What if they lose their fiance, the wife who they only had a partial engagement? They didn't have a full relationship. They just got engaged. They never lived together. And then one of them dies. Does the other side mourn? So we learned, Isha Rusa lo one v'lo mitamilo. And what if he's a Kohen? So a Kohen doesn't normally go to a funeral, doesn't metame. So he said, if they're only engaged, he doesn't have a ninus, velo metamelo, v'kehi, and if it's the other way around, if he dies, she doesn't become a nonenus, and velo metamelo, and she does not require to go either.
What about standard avelus? Onain is like before, but what about after, like the regular avelus? We don't know that so far?
I don't know.
It's
I don't
not
know.
Specified.
I mean, there's no isurim involved. It doesn't hurt to have regular. These have different. Rashi wants to know why are we talking about her not being mitame for him?
Right.
Since when do women does it make a difference? Let's try that Rashi real quick. Volo mitame lo. It's four lines from the top. La mishum kahuna komar. It doesn't mean because she's a kahuna and she can't go. If she's a Bas Kohen, let's say, and eating truma, and she's engaged, and her fiancé dies, that she can't, maybe she doesn't metame for him, to ain kohenis muzeris elatuma. Because a female kohenis doesn't have any requirement to stay away from becoming tamid. See, b'nei Aaron, it's only the sons of Aaron. Ela ain is a kukulatame, she's not required. Lo kohenis will Yisrael. A person has a mitzvah to make themselves busy with the arrangements, the funeral. And if a person doesn't want to, let's say they're a Kohen and they don't feel like they want to leave the Beis HaMikdash, we force them. So the question is there a mitzvah over here? Basically, we're saying they're not fully related from just engagement. Back to the Gemara. Einu Yerusha, Meis, and if he dies, hu gava ksuvaso. So you see from here clearly that if a woman is just engaged, she's entitled to ksuva. So this is the proof, slam dunk. The Gemara said, but let's try the same thing that we knocked the other proof down. Dilmuna kosovlo, maybe. We're talking about where he voluntarily wrote her ksuva. But how do you know that the Torah requires a fiancé to give a ksuva just from engagement? So the key tame in the custom of Maila Meimar, and it maybe you want to say, if he happened to write her one, of course. I mean, if a person can obligate themselves in anything, if you agree to pay for something, you got to pay. That's you obligated yourself. So if he agrees to give her ksuva just for getting engaged, so that's what he's got to do. So that's obvious. So Gemara said, "Mesa enu yorsha itzrichle." It's coming to say that if she dies, he doesn't inherit her. That's you wouldn't have known that. You would have thought maybe he inherits the wife. Ella. So we didn't like that proof either. So we want to know. We're still looking for the proof that the So Ella Abaye Megufa the Mastisin Kaharbe. The Abaye really, he learned it from the now we're going to go back to the original Mishnah that we quoted before.
He retracted, yes.
The question was, do you have to have a ksuva to collect a ksuva? Do we allow, because it's a Maisa Beis Din, do we allow collection even without the without the piece of paper, right? So he before said that you do, and now he changed his mind. And he had said maybe the Mishnah was talking about, the Mishnah said clearly you could collect a ksuva without one. And he said the Mishnah was talking about a case, there were certain areas where they didn't write a ksuva, but now he changed his mind. Because if the Mishnah was talking about a place where they didn't write a ksuva, the get hainu ksuva, and when it says that he gave her the get itself is the ksuva, atu get manum asayim ksiva, the divorce, anyways, is not going to say whether it was 100 or 200. We're missing over there. How do we know? That's a whole story. How do you know, was she ever married before or not married before? They talked about that, if she her hair showed before she got engaged, or was she ever married before or not married before? So it's not written in the get. So clearly, you don't need the paperwork to collect. Maybe you want to say, since the rabbis instituted the collect, command a kosher beidami, it's as if it's written. In other words, the fact that it's required, that makes it like it's written. Lita velema parati. So why can't he say, I paid it? The key statement, maybe, damrinale, we say to the husband, I parati, if you paid the ksuva, I boile the mikre, then you should have torn up the get. In other words, maybe the document for collecting ksuva is the get. Amr lan, the husband can say, lo shef kinin. The woman won't let him tear up the get. Amra b'inu l'nesuve be. I need this paper. If you tear up the get, then she can't remarry. The key tamen, but the Gemara says, there's a solution to that. Amrina let yiboyle the mikri. You could make a tear, umiktev agabe get, and write on the back of the divorce, the kore, that this get is torn, la b'shum de get tepsula, not because the get's no good, el ki hek de lo tigbi beiz mana achrita. In order that she not use the get to collect another time, but that it was paid. In other words, you could actually write the receipt on the get.
The receipt usually goes to the Baal. She's retaining the get.
Well, she's going to use the get to collect, and on the back of the get, they'll write
the
receipt.
Like voiding the document.
Avoiding the document.
But she's still got it.
Yeah, But she'll never be able
to him. Then he'll say, look, it's right here on the back.
So there's an easy solution to this problem over here of the thing. So the more the answers, it may be an easy solution, but that's only if you're aware of it. Utu called a migve din a migve. Did I skip a line? Let me go back just to read in the words. The key tamer aminale. Maybe we say to her, I boile le mikre. To him, that you should have torn the get, put an X on it, umikta vagabe, and written on the back, get to dinan dekrinu, this divorce that we tore, la mishum de get to psula, not because it's not a good get, eliki heka de lotigri veiz mana achrina, we just don't want her to use it to collect more than once from the husband. So the fact that they didn't do this should allow her to always collect from a get. So the Gemara answered, "Ata kol de migveve beidina migve." Not everybody knows how to do this, you know, to write on the back. That's a trick. Like, not everybody does that in Beis Din, that they would know to do that. So what we see is that you can collect without a document. Because we were trying to, we got away from proving that there's a ksuva for an erusin, and we were trying to prove that you could collect even without a ksuva, and we're saying, well, maybe the get is the ksuva, And then the Gemara says, but if the get were the ksuva, then why don't you write on the back? And the Gemara said, that doesn't prove anything because she needs to keep the get. And if you write, not everybody knew to write on the back. So therefore, it's hard to prove from here.
And these places that don't need a get to collect because it's a Maisa Basin, how do they know if it's a 200 or 100?
That's the whole point, that it's a... let's look at Rashi. To e silka daituk, Rashi's in the middle. If you want to say the time alav mishum ain tonin acher meiser bezdin, it's not because you can automatically collect elam mishum de get hainu ksuva. The reason is because this get is the ksuva. So atu get manama sign ksuvabo. Does the get say 100 or 200 is what the name of machiach alachov to say the divorce actually shows you kamoda kasabe dami. It's as if it's written there, the hub sikale milsa de ksuba, everybody knows that it's written like that. So the Gemara answered, but does everybody go to court? Mikikola Perea Chov, anytime you pay a debt, he's gotta pay the ksuba bola based it. Do you go to a basin, Mamakan Shaparla? Lo have based it. Maybe where he paid the widow, there was no based it. Sheikhtav lo came. So you see from here though. That it's not required to have a document to pay, and he better save the receipt. That's basically the burden of proof when there's a Maisa Beis Din, when there's a strong obligation to pay something, we put the burden of proof on him that he's paid. We don't put the burden on her and let him claim that he paid and swear that he paid. He's going to have to retain his receipt.
What if he's a really smart Baal and he writes it himself, paid, and he tears the debt a little...
So then he has proof.
Yeah, it comes across like not everybody knows to do that, but if somebody does it, it would be valid.
Correct, that's correct, yeah.
I wonder if you need Adam on there that, you know...
You write on the back of the get. Who wrote on the back of the get, right? You'd have to have two witnesses, right?
Maybe he really paid her the money.
I was wondering also, how do you write on the back of the parchment? Is that like, you know, you can write on the front because it's like treated, but on the back, does it, you know, is it the same kind of thing? But the bottom line is, we're saying that the burden on Maisa Basin, we had that opinion, which we questioned, or we wanted to know, how do you know it? But we're saying that once it's a Maisa Basin, let's just look at the top of yesterday's page in Ahmed Beis. Call Maisa Basin commanda nukit shtara biyadeha. Anything that the courts required, it's as if you have the paperwork. Even though there was an actual ksuva, and she should bring it to court to pay, we're allowing her to collect it without it because it's like we put the burden of proof on the husband too, that he didn't pay it, because it's an important thing. Okay, fine. Moving on, new subject. So before we were talking about finding IOUs and giving those back. What if you find a get? Matsu gitei nashim. I mentioned they found in the Seamus over there in Egypt, lots of old gittin. There's interesting. Nobody, you know, you never know what to expect. You know, we don't necessarily put a get. Beis Din retains records in some places. In some places they hold the gittin, but this was a Seamus, so I don't know how. They just kept all the Hebrew documents in the Seamus over there. But at any rate, let's say you're walking along and say, what do you know? I found somebody's get, okay? Or Shekurei Avadim, you find freedom papers for somebody's slave. Or a dataki, you find a collection kind of paper, or a matana, or a gift, or receipts. So Harizela Yaxer, and you have a mitzvah to give it back to whoever lost it, but who lost it? The owner or the one who receives the get, who receives the papers? So since you don't know, you can't give it back. Shani or Maksuvim, because it's possible they were written v'nimikolem shalolitnim. In absence of proof, you don't know if it was given. So you better just hold on to it till you find out more. Okay, that's the rule of the Mishnah. Let's see the Gemara. Time of the Nivelikshna Lenitna. The reason is we're not sure if they were supposed to be given. But if you go to the person who would give the get, the person who would give the freedom papers, the person who would give the receipt, the person who would give the dataki, I think the the gift or the these type of things. Nosin, I think a daitiki also had to do with like a will. Sick bed will, yeah, thank you. That's what I was trying to remember. That's the name for like a will that a person wants to give away things and before he dies. So, but you found the will, but was it ever delivered? That's really the question. But if you go to the husband and he says, yes, that's his will, give it to the heirs. Or he says, yes, he meant to free the slave. Or he says, yes, he divorced his wife. You would give it. Afilu zman merupa. Even though a long time has gone by, we believe him and it could be delivered
to the other party.
Because he's the only, the reason we didn't want to deliver it was we're not sure if this was ever given. And if we get him to say it was, we believe him and we give it for a minu. But there's another problem here. And that is, you know, Jewish names, we have only so many names. And what if how do we know that this is their document? So if it's just a receipt and he admits that he paid something, so there's no harm done giving a receipt with his name. But a divorce, it's the actual divorce that makes the separation. It has to be the one that he wrote for her. So, you know, if it's a generic name, you know, it's a very generic kind of name, Moshe gave to Sarah or something like that, it could be another person of the same name. And it's debate. There's a whole debate in Masechta's Gittin that we're going to jump in the middle of, whether you could do such a document. But we seem to say over here, as long as he says, yeah, that he gave her a get, you would do it. Is that true? Veraminhu, maybe get Vavimenu. Somebody brings the divorce from far away and somehow it gets lost. Motzila alter, if he finds it right away, he can still give it. We assume it's the same document. Imlav, but if he doesn't find it right away, puzzle. So what do you see? You see that we don't assume it's the same document. It might be a different document. So Amar Rabba lo kasha, it's a contradiction. So the Gemara says, Kamba malkam shesharis mitzuz, Kamba, it depends, and if you have lots of caravans. Meaning that if it could have come from another place, maybe in this community there's only one Moshe and Sara, but if you go to another community, there's also a Moshe and a Sara. Yeah. So if it's where there are a lot of caravans, you're right. That's a good example. So, and therefore, if it's in a plot that was lost where all the caravans are, and you find it after a long time, then we'd be suspicious. We'd make him write another one. But if it's not found in a big, busy place, then we would allow it to be delivered. But now the Gemara adds on a second rule. First of all, there's got to be a lot of traffic. Second of all, it has to be that there's two people of the same name in the same city. Because it's got to be Vahushik Ziku, Shnei Yosef, and Shimon Birachas. Because if there's only one person of that name in the city, then there's also no problem. It's got to be there's more than one person of that name. Dilo Temahachi, if you're not going to say that, Kasha de Rabba, Adarabba, otherwise you're going to have a contradiction in Rabba. And we'll show you where this contradiction is. Let's bring a story. There was a divorce, the Shkacha Beit Din in Rav Huna, that was found in the Beis Din. Beis Din in Rav Huna was a busy place. People came from all over the world. Divorces were delivered there, and they found, you know, look, somebody left a divorce here. I think I mentioned to you that sometimes at a wedding, they forget the ksuva gets, like, you know, misplaced. People are a little bit busy at a wedding, you know. But there's certain documents you want to hold on to. But, you know, so they found and they found a missing divorce there. Do you, Dahu get the Shah Bei Din in Rav Huna, Davi Kosebe, Bishuri Masa Dao Rachas Nara. Now, there's the description of the location. It didn't say a city, but it said on the riverbank of Rachas Nara. That was the description of where this divorce was given. They give a geographic location in the divorce. And that's, by the way, that's one of the expertise of a divorce, is you have to know which, I think there was a big tumult about Atlanta when they first wrote Gittin, that you got to write the Chattahoochee. You know, that how do you spell Chattahoochee? You know, that was the first, no one ever thought about spelling Chattahoochee in a divorce.
Hebrew doesn't have a cha, so good.
Correct, yeah. So it was a big controversy. It was like that's like the first rabbinic documents mentioning Atlanta was the tumult about writing a divorce about the Chattahoochee, you know, because you have to, I never thought about it, but I guess that, you know, the Lake Lanier is a man-made. I don't know if you would use a man-made body to identify. You need, like, the big natural boundary, you know, to... So, Rochus Nara is, the problem is, there's more than, apparently it was a long river, and so there's more than one. So, Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, Chashin and Lishnei Shuri. There's two cities of that name, of that same name, and you can't use it. So, he seems to be suspicious that this document might not be the right one. It's far-fetched, but you can't use it because a divorce has to be the one written for the right person, and that this was found after a long time. He says that we're suspicious. Formulei Rav Kista, Rabba Puk Ayinbo. And Rav Kista said to Rabba, go check it out, Delurta Boy Minach, because tomorrow in the Beis Medrash we're going to discuss it. Rav Huna Nafik, Rav Huna went out, duck, and he searched and he found. Datnan, Kol Maisa Beis Din. Anything that was done in a Beis Din, you're allowed to give back. And Vahai Beidina de Rav Huna, and the Beis Din de Rav Huna, de Kimakam Shoreis Meshuiz Damia. There's a lot of traffic there. Vikapasha Rabba de Yaxer. And Rabba said, you could give it back. So you see, E Huxik Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon in. It's only if you know for a fact there was more than one person. E Lo Lo. But if you don't know, then you wouldn't. So we're opening this subject. At what point are you suspicious that it's a possibility that it might be a different document? Avid Rabba Uvda, Rabba did a case, Bei Kisna de Pampadisa, Kishmaise, where they found a ksuva, a get, in the flax house in Pampadisa. And he said that it can't be delivered. It could be delivered. It has to be, there's a lot of traffic, and it has to be, there's more than one person of the same name in the city. And so this was the flax house. What was the case of the flax house? So Ikediyami, some people say, Hekede Mizvi Kisna, that really it was a busy place. It's where they sell flax. That's in the marketplace. That's busy. Vuhushala Huksik. But the problem was that there was only one person of that name in the city. And even though there were a lot of caravans, and some people say, no, it's not where they sell the flax, it's where they make the flax. Where they make the flax, you don't have caravans. And even though there's more than one person of that name, it was not a lot of traffic there. So if a person claims they visited there and they lost the get, you would believe them. So we're saying there's two ways that we'll be suspicious. If the get was found in a busy place, and you had to know that there was more than one person that fits that description. He got to that same place from a contradiction of the Mishnah and the Braisa, and he gave the answer. If a person delivers a divorce and he loses it, matzal alter, because he finds it right away, it's good. If a long time went by, it's no good. I'll ask you a question. Matzal geni shemashuk. If you find a divorce in the marketplace, Bisman Shabal Moda, ask the husband and he says, yeah, Yaxil Isha, then you can give it back. Ain't a Bal Moda lo Yaxir, Lolo, you don't give it to either one. Ktani Miyu, what do you see? Bisman Shabal Moda. As long as the husband says, yes, he did divorce his wife, you give it back to her. Afilus Man Maruba, even a long time. So it's a contradiction. Do you give it back after a long time? Or are you suspicious? Maybe this is a different document. So Umishani, he answers the contradiction. Kamba if it's lost in a place where there's lots of traffic, then we're suspicious. Kamba Makam Shain, if there's not lots of traffic, we're not suspicious and we allow it to be given back. Ikadiyabri, and some people say Vuhushiksu Delo Nahadr. He in a case where there's only one person of that name, you don't give it back, and that's the same as Rabbah. Even though you don't know that there's only one person, you don't give it back, and he argues on Rabbah. So the question here is...
You know, there's multiple people with the name.
The yellow pages. I mean, the white, you look it up in the phone books.
I'm joking.
You know, how would you know? In a small town, I guess you know all the people, like in the old days, you would know everybody that lived in Atlanta. Today, you don't know, but Atlanta's not a small town. But, you know, 20 years ago or even 10 years ago, if somebody asked you, so-and-so live in town?
I
don't even know all the people in the shul.
Right, right.
But if you're taking that and tying that to whether...
I bet the Gabbai would know. I'm sorry.
You're tying that to whether you're going to give somebody a get. This is such a long shot that you even know the people that have the get. Boy, if it's such a small place that you know everybody and you're going to know that there's multiple people of the same name, you're going to know that that guy got divorced. It doesn't seem like it's not consistent.
I wonder if you'd have to, if you checked with both. So if there were two people of the same name and you checked with both. But
that's a lot of research just because I wouldn't want to pick up the get.
Right, right. You see what I'm saying? It's a lot of work. Somebody's got it right. In other words,
I just leave that thing there.
Right, right. That's what we're saying. Don't give it back because you might be giving it to the wrong person.
So you're saying don't give it back by that you're going one step before that and saying don't even bother with it.
Well, that
it seems like they picked this thing up.
That's what I'm saying. So if they're able to bring some kind of proof, so we had one view: if the husband admits, you can give it back. So the question was: is that only if you found it in a place where there's not a lot of traffic?
Right.
So you're right. In a place where there's traffic, you're going to. Or the question is: you have to research if there's only one person of that name.
They must not have had busy schedules back then. They got plenty of time.
With any mitzvah, you got to be machris. You got to try to find.
Right. What if you find a goat? You know, you got
to. Sometimes you have to. If it's an animal, sometimes you wind up feeding it, and you have all sorts of discussions about that also.
But you're not querying whether you should give it back to the person. This we're querying whether we give it the thing back or not.
Because we don't know who the owner is, though. We don't know who the person is. Is it this woman or potentially there's?
Well, you shouldn't leave it because maybe someone who doesn't know would give it back, and if you know not to give it back, it's better for you to take it, not give it back.
That's a whole nother level of stuff.
There's a lot.
So
there's a lot.
So
right. This seems like it's very, very complicated here.
Right. Yeah, giving back a divorce is going to be complicated because I think it's because the names are so similar. You know, if you went to Satmar, there's like a lot of Yoels over there. They're all named after Satmar Rebbe. Or you went to Crown Heights, there's a lot of Yosef Menachem Mendels or whatever. And so, and the girls are all Shprintza. So Menachem Mendel is Shprintza, like, you know, you're not going to find the right, Kayamushka, right, or whatever, that's Kayamushka, right? So, like, you're not going to know who to give it to, and so it's going to be a problem. Some cities that everybody named after the rabbi, had a holy person who lived there, and so when they pass away, it's very common to have, you know, that same, there's a lot of Meir Simchas running, I have a grandson who's Meir Simcha, but the Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, didn't have any children. So he's like from the few great people that passed away without children. So a lot of people decided to name, so Rabbi Neuberger's name, Meir Simcha, or whatever, you know. So there's certain names that are pretty common because or Schneer Zalman or whatever, because he was a great person, or just certain Dov Bear, you know. I don't know how that one got so common. There's certain names people like to choose. And so if you saw that on a divorce, you know, you would be reluctant to give it back because maybe, you know. Okay, so now we want to get into the proofs. Bishlema Rabba Loma Karib Zera Masisa. He wanted to go to the Mishnah, then the Brisa. El Rav Zera my time. Why did he agree with Rabba? Omer Lach Mi Katani Ha Omer Tanu. He learned that you ask the husband. Did it say that? It didn't say you got to ask the husband, did you, Tanu? If he said give it, you give it. And even a long time. Dilma Ha Omer Tanu Nosnim Lo. Maybe if the husband says to give it, you could always give it. Like it says. It's not clear from there that maybe it goes forever, la'alter, or right away. Lamandiomer le Rav Zera, and according to Rav Zera, b'machon shrei suis, that we're talking about, there's a lot of traffic, maybe even though shalohu k'sishne yos, maybe you don't need to know both of them, and they argue on Rabba. What would the argument be? Rabba Savrik Tani Kol Maisa Basin Hareyeza Yaksir. Anything that's a Maisa Basin you give back. Deshaka Beidina Askina. We're talking about you found it in Basin. Basin, there's a lot of traffic. Kamakam Shesheres Mintuas. And that's like a caravan. For and it's only if you know you don't give it back. Lo Huxur, but if you don't know if there's that there's two people of the same name, you could give it back.
Give it back to who?
to the people of that name.
I mean, to which of them?
What it is saying that if you don't, you're not aware that there's more than one person of that name.
I know, but
and the what person has to accept it. If you go to the wife and say, "Is this your get?" and she says, "No, my husband never gave it to me," so I suppose then you wouldn't. But she has to say, "Yeah, I lost it," and then you would give it to her.
So she takes preference over the guy for the get,
because if
there yeah,
why wouldn't he give it to the?
We're assuming it was given, I suppose.
I see.
That's right.
That's what Yaksa means.
Yeah. For Reb Zeir Amar La, it doesn't say anything. It just says Shenimsa Bebezdin. If it was found there. Kol Maisa Bezdin Yaksa Ketani. It just, doesn't it say Kol Maisa Be'olom Deshkach Avroi? Maybe it was found even outside. Reb Yirmi Omar Kigong. He says, the Omar Einim Olam Lo Chosma Al Get Echad Shol Shnei Yosef, you interviewed the witnesses, and they said, we only did one get in our life that of that name. Mm-hmm. So then that narrowed it down. So then the Mora says, so then what's the problem?
Still doesn't say whether it was actioned or not.
It was given. It was given. We signed in a get that was given, only one of that name, so then you would know who to give it to. So then the Mora says, then of course you should. So Mada, Temele, Kishnomis, Rameh, Shema, Kishma, Ve'edim, Ke'edim. Well, maybe the witnesses have the same name too. In other words, just like you have, let's talk about New York. You know, like you know, if you have, you know, two Yossi Ben Shimons and the witnesses are you know Yisrael and Moshe, you're going to have you know in a big city, you're going to have you could maybe you'll have
bigger
a bigger likelihood. There's
but you're going to
recognize it.
You can have the Ksav Yad on there, the signature, right?
I don't know. We don't seem to say that of the scribe.
No, don't the Adam have to write their names on the little thing?
Oh, yeah, they do.
But they recognize. They remember that they gave. That they were Adam on that. I was named with.
Yeah.
You know, whatever
name,
Shimon.
So they apparently they don't. So they might have. The question though is maybe this is they. Sometimes you had witnesses that were always in the same Beis Din, that they were the court's witnesses, and they signed on hundreds of divorces for people of similar names. So the question would be, you know, how do we know it goes to this Yosef Ben Shimon or this?
Okay, but it does seem that it's Svaradik, they would check whatever, you know, is possible. You know,
yeah.
You see in the Gemara that you ask the husband, hey, did you...
Yes,
you
know, yeah, correct.
If he says no, then you give it back to
correct,
the woman.
Correct,
but yeah,
correct.
But it would also seem, Svoradik, that, yeah, if you can, you check with the witnesses and say, hey,
but it guess so what Michael's talking about is that, you know, then you got to find out, well, these witnesses only did one get. Well, now I got to find out, is there anyone else, any other witnesses... Mm-hmm. It, you know, who have the same name.
It would seem there's a responsibility to do whatever checking is available.
A notary does that. Yeah, I don't know when the last time you had something notarized, but they kind of look at your ID, they check your signatures, but this is all sorts of crazy things.
Yeah. So, Kamashmul, on that far, you don't have to go. Ravashi says, Kigon de Kaomar Nekav Yeshbo Besad Osponius. The case where you give it back is where they say, we know what this get looks like. The parchment has natural holes in it. And they identify and say the divorce that we read had a little hole. Today, the Beis Din will actually put a hole in it.
They'll take a pin.
So we can tell you exactly how this divorce looks. The Dafka Besad Osplodius. That if it's next to that letter, that's the divorce that they wrote. Alba Neka Bialma, but just in general, if you said there's a hole somewhere on the paper, that won't do the trick. Rav Ashi Misfekele Simanim Idi Raisa Durabanim. So Rav Ashi wasn't sure if this will work. So let's just go back. The issue is this woman wants to get married, and she doesn't have her divorce, but a divorce was found in Beis Din. And she says, I think that was my divorce. And they say, well, can you describe it? And she says, yeah, I think there was a hole in it. I saw the rabbis make a hole. So is that enough to allow the woman to remarry? So that's the debate. He had a debate whether this, like something that's a siman, is enough to allow to remarry or not. And that'll begin the next subject that we're going to jump into. It's So we just kind of got into the... We're on the subject of returning lost objects, and we're on the subject of do no harm, meaning that you're trying to do a mitzvah and give it back to the owner, and here we're not sure who the owner is, and there may be more than one woman of the same name, and you might be allowing a woman who was not divorced to get remarried by giving her the divorce papers. So what's needed to confirm that it was her divorce? A long time went by, you know, and so what's needed, is it enough if you did the investigation that there's only one woman of that name, or was it in a place of traffic, or was there an identifying feature on the divorce? Have a great day.